This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to spend some time on verse 6 because somebody doesn't know it, but you came to hear this today. I'm convinced that we live in an age of people who want to get even, who want to even the score. We live in an age of scorekeepers, people who are always keeping score with who got what, who didn't get what was coming to me, what's not coming to him, but didn't come to me either. And verse 6 says, God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you. Do you know what that means? God assumes responsibility for vengeance. You know what that will do today to somebody? That will lift a burden off your shoulders because you always thought it was up to you. But don't raise your hand, but some of you thought it was always up to you to settle the score. It was always up to you to even things out, and you're going to keep track of people, and you're going to keep track of your siblings, and you're going to keep track of the people you work with, and you're going to keep track of people on Facebook, and getting even is just how you operate. It's just how you roll. And God says, I take responsibility for vengeance. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you. Now then, I want to talk about probably the most politically incorrect thing I could talk about in 2013, verses 8 and 9. God will punish those who do not know God and who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power. You know, isn't it amazing in our day and age, and I said this recently about another passage of scripture in this book, people will watch sex and violence on TV, on cable TV, and on Netflix and in movies and go to the theater and watch all that and then turn around and say, that passage offends me with indignity, you know? I can't believe it. That somebody would read this from a pulpit, that passage offends me. Why would you be tolerant of that which is vile and then say, but the word of God offends me when it talks about coming judgment? Something's wrong in our spirit. Something's wrong in our mind and in our soul when we sit in judgment of God's word. You know, God's word sits in judgment of me. I don't sit in judgment of it. Most people don't get it. Most people think we look in judgment on the word of God and we pass judgment on this book. It's the other way around, folks. The Word of God stands in judgment on my life and your life. I like what Max Lucado says about hell. God doesn't send people to hell. He simply honors their choice. Listen to that again. God doesn't send people to hell. He simply honors their choice. Hell is the ultimate expression of God's high regard for the dignity of humans. He has never forced us to choose him, even when that means we would choose hell instead. As C.S. Lewis has stated, there are only two kinds of people in the end, those who say to God, thy will be done, and those to whom God says in the end, your will be done, your will be done. All that are in hell choose it. All that are in hell choose it. In another book, Lewis said it this way, I willingly believe that the condemned are, in a sense, successful rebels to the end. That the doors of hell are locked on the inside. When you read this verse that says he will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel, it sounds like God's punishing ignorance. He's not. He's punishing disobedience. People who said, I will not listen to the word of God. I don't want to hear it. Question, have you ever been around a person and maybe something spiritual came up and they raised their hand and said, I don't want to hear it. Don't go there. We're not going to talk about the Bible. We're not going to talk about heaven and hell. I don't want to hear it. Those are people who, whether they realize it or not, are rejecting anything to do with the Lord.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.